will. It won't take very long at all. So we've got now to the end of the first phase of the post-implementation review for the classification and measurement requirements of IFRS 9. And Agenda Paper 3 asks the board two questions. The first one asks for your approval to publish the RFI, and if approved, we're expecting to publish next week. And then the second question moves on to ask board members to set a comment period for the RFI, and the staff are recommending 120 days, which is the usual comment period for an RFI that's in a post-implementation review. So I will now hand over to you to discuss the paper and then to vote on the two questions.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any comments, questions as regards the paper? And I would probably broaden it out to say any questions or comments on the RFI that you've seen. At all.
Personally, question one, the answer is yes. Question two also, with a remark which is not the 120-day period of comments, but rather it's always annoying having an end of a comment period set in January, which is the heart of the closing process for most preparers. So what are your views on that? In terms of setting an end date for the comment period, end of January, that's more my only concern on the questions you're asking.
Are you happy to respond?
Yeah, sure. So I think, as you saw from the paper, the staff didn't see any particular reason to go away from the usual 120 days. I think it's a really good point to make. I think sort of one of the things I would say is that we know that January is a difficult period for some, but then we also know that February and March and even April are also difficult periods for some as well. So it becomes very difficult and to balance putting it too far down the line. So I think there are many months that could be off the cards.
Fair point.
Especially as we consider a global environment, right? So January in our domain might equate to October for some or July for some, so that then kicks out virtually every month, right? So I think you probably have to set it somewhere. I think what we probably should make clear in our communication is a detailed comment letter is one way of addressing us in that consultation, but there are also other ways. There are outreach meetings that we conduct, that others conduct on our behalf. And I think as long as we get the messages, I think that's the most important bit, and I think then 120 days should become less of an obstacle. So you want to come in?
And also, I guess one of the reasons why we have 120 days is it gives people 4 months to know what the content of the RFI is and the questions they need to answer. So some people may want to, you know, look at it earlier in the process. Some might want to look at it later in the process. I don't think we anticipate that it would necessarily take a full 4 months for an entity to pick up and read the document and to work on it to draft the response. It gives a little bit of flexibility in time of when you pick it up. In the same way that when you get board members to review draft documents, you give us a period of time, knowing that some of us have got busy weeks here and some there, and you sort of fit it in, and it's sort of partly that. So it may mean some need to pick the document up earlier and some need to pick it up later, which is, I guess, part of the thinking.
Okay. But it's a fair point nonetheless. Yeah. Mary, please.
Maybe just a suggestion, thinking about, you know, that perspective is to maybe try more than usual to front-end some of the outreach, especially the awareness-raising outreach, because that'll make people who have in their minds kind of blocked off January is not a time they can do things, give them more chance to get into it earlier and raise awareness of the deadline. Sometimes we tend to build up to a crescendo at the end of the comment period.
Drum roll. Yes. Okay. Fair point. Thank you. Are there any further comments or questions by board members? Already peeked into the second question, but I don't see any name tags up. So I understand that we are then ready to vote. So first question, are we happy with the proposed RFI document? Can I see a show of hands, please?
12.
Thank you. And question two, on the comment period of 120 days, can I see a show of hands, please?
12.
Excellent. Well done, ladies. And you're right, it didn't take long. On that happy note, I can close today's part of the meeting, and I shall see you tomorrow for PFS and DRM. Thank you very much.